Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Charbel of Lebanon. And from Guatemala, we hear from Father Anietti Okure, the worldwide general promoter for justice and peace for the friars of the Order of Preachers. His preaching today is entitled, Christianity is Not for the Faint-Hearted.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah 1:4-10. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of the priests who were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, truly, I do not know how to speak, for I am too young. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am too young, for you shall go to all to whom I sent you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord. Today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 13 is about the parable of the sower, but we focus our reflection on the first reading from the prophet Jeremiah, which reminds us of the beginning of each and every one of us as individual creation and a unique relationship with God. God says, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. God knows us intimately well, more than we can ever know ourselves. Why? Because God created us and knows the stuff we are made of. So when God calls us to respond to a situation, when the Spirit of the living God prompts us to act, we have no excuse. Here is a fundamental truth. God never sends somebody to do anything that one is not capable of doing. Apart from the general call of all Christians to follow the footsteps of Christ, each person has a unique mission given by God, who made each one a unique creation. It is in realization of this uniqueness that the psalmist said, Thank you, God, for making me so wonderfully unique. Your creation of me is marvelous. Psalm 139:14. Sisters and brothers, know that you are unique before God. As such, you should say to yourself with confidence, I am wonderfully and specially made. Not with an arrogant, I am better than others attitude, but in the realization that you have a mission from God that is unique to you and to you alone. That by itself makes you distinctively special. So stretch out your neck, lift up your head, listen to the voice of God, and fearlessly undertake what God calls you to do. It is God's mission. You are an instrument in God's hands. Remember that. So do it with passionate commitment. There are no excuses good enough to justify your reluctance or refusal of God's message. Excuses such as, I am too young, or I am too old, I am not a great speaker, I am not qualified, or they will not listen to me, it will not make a difference, or whatever excuse you can manufacture. Nothing, absolutely nothing you say as an excuse is good enough. It is not only that God who created you knows what you are capable of. Precisely because he created you, God always qualifies the one he sends. That is, God generously equips his messenger for the mission. And God always accompanies his messenger to ensure that the mission is fulfilled. Sisters and brothers, Christianity is not for the procrastinating, faint-hearted excuse makers. God, who sends you to address any situation, is always with you and closer to you than the garments on your skin. So respond to God with passionate commitment and make God proud of you. God, our Creator, increase in us the spirit of holy boldness. Enable us to fan into flame the gifts that you have bestowed on each and every one of us, and instill in us the spirit of prompt response to your call. Amen.